One more question. And we're paying a lot. For this person?
You know, as many of you know, Janae, another woman was the supervisor over that recall election, and she was replaced, and another election supervisor was replaced her.
But which one certified? Sorry, Sherry.
There's no certification. Janae Jenkins, I believe her name was hired to conduct the recall elections. There were some disputes about that. I replaced her with Steve Kessler, who's the current supervisor of those recall elections at KPFA.
Okay. Point of information, who certified the elections, the petitions?
That's adjudicated by Steve Kessler.
No, I think it was adjudicated by Janae.
That's possible.
Oh, wasn't she? Well, I don't want to discuss her on the open mic. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Joe on the stack. Or the stack, rather.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah, I also don't know exactly where things stand with the current recall election. I think we all saw some of the email back and forth where Brian raised his concerns and there's some discussion around that. So I don't think it's news that Steve Kessler was appointed to replace Janae. But certainly the new set of procedures it's good that they now provide some clarity. I think would probably essentially mean that the whole thing would have to be redone again. So I think that's one of the things we should consider. I mean, Sean had raised the question of, a set of procedures going forward under one set of rules and another set of rules being created in the meantime. People need to decide whether that makes sense. I mean, I'm not even sure what I think at this point, but I think really, given the way the current recall procedure has gone and where it is now, it probably would necessitate sort of starting from scratch, especially given the provision about the statements back and forth. So that's my comment at this time.
Andrea Stack, I just have a question. I didn't understand what your last sentence was. To do to start from scratch, Joe, did you say that?
Well, I said that's what it may well mean as a practical matter. I mean, if we would follow the new procedures that we've put in place. So that's, people should consider that.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
George, it's Bonnie.
Bonnie, good.
I just want to be very careful here because it has not escaped me that I am one of the people that is up for recall. And I really have been trying to approach this fairly and trying to help with a procedure that might make these actually work properly and fairly for people. Just as clarification, we are on our second election supervisor that has been hired to do the recall at KPFA, and it I'm trying to think of how to say this on an open call. There are a number of concerns and problems with the procedure that tried to get off the ground the second time around. And so I think I'm agreeing with Joe, although it is probably proper for me to abstain when it comes to a vote on this, since I am an issue here. But I agree with Joe that I think you would have to start this from scratch. I don't believe that you can dovetail what has been a very confused and, I think it's fair to say, flawed attempt so far into a procedure that we've just passed that I hope will rectify the situation.
I'm going to suggest that we do what's suggested, which is really what the motion says, that we use these procedures for the recall of KPFA. The only piece of it that I think we should not include is the first part, which is to say we've already decided that this election should go ahead. Modulo the question of whether there are enough signatures, and actually in this case it's a staff election, it's not really an issue. So I don't think it's needed that we send this out to a lawyer to decide whether they're sufficient. But I think that's up to the body. I think for the rest, Bonnie and Joe are correct. The way to do this cleanly is to do it according to the procedures we've just established, and have the general manager certify the petition as a sufficient signatures.
Sherry, is that?
And since that number is about 7, it shouldn't be a problem. Again, the motion on the floor is we do adopt this as the procedures for both elections that are pending. Sherry, you got the floor.
You're suggesting that we follow the procedures except that whether or not the behavior alleged that would cost the foundation money for an election not be vetted to determine whether or not that behavior meets the legal standard of behavior adverse to the interests of the foundation?
That's my suggestion. We already decided this thing should go ahead. That's what the PNB did a while back. Now, we didn't have this consideration at the time. As it stands, actually, as the motion stands, it would include that.
Okay, so then I would second a motion that would include an application of the procedures just adopted completely to the recall election at KPFA.
Raya, I have a point of, I need some information.
Yes, point of information is in order.
Okay. Now, have the charges been investigated by our attorney or something?
No.
Have we as the board why go through a procedure when in essence we haven't checked into whether we should proceed? Where you're saying proceed based on hearsay without having our lawyer or someone to check to see if there's been any defamation or anything to the board, anything, and I can't think of the right where the paragraph in there. If the people who are being called up, whether they have any charges really legitimate
against foundation.
Against the foundation.
I suggested it as a possibility because ultimately it is the PNB's decision, whatever the lawyer says.
Mm-hmm.
The PNB, the one piece of this process which I know happened was, for sure, was that the PNB decided that this should go forward and ordered that it go forward. So in that sense, we made that decision before we had these procedures. We can revisit that. I haven't actually amended my motion. So if there's no amendment to it to exclude the very first paragraph, then that is what will happen. We'll appoint a lawyer, and he'll look at the charges, and we'll come back, and we'll have to decide again whether we want to proceed with that.
Okay. Because I really have questions, serious questions on this. Okay. Thank you, George, for that clarification.
Anyone else want to speak?
So do we have to vote this vote this in then? Okay.
Yes.
To have our lawyer to recheck or something?
No, as it stands, I'm going to move that to amend the motion so we'll have a clear decision about this. So As it stands, this procedure shall be used to conduct existing recall elections, and add another section to that, except for the election at KPFA, where procedures shall begin from paragraph 2. So if you don't like that idea, vote against it. I need a second for that. Is there anybody who wants to second that idea?
Sure.
The idea being that we do not have to go to a lawyer for this. We've already made the decision. It's going to happen.
Point of information?
Yes.
At which meeting did we make that decision?
Way, way, way back when we made it twice, actually. We said we thought that the recall should proceed, and then it didn't really happen, and so we insisted that it proceeded.
And point of information, George, that's what I'm talking about. What was that based on? I need to go back and try to find your records.
It was specific to the case. It was.
Mr. Chair, can I get a stack?
Yes.
It was based on the 2% of the staff.
Stop being on the stack.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry. As far as I know, Sean is the first one to ask for the stack.
Yes.
Sean, go ahead.
As far as I know, the 2% are what was required, and we can go back and look all we want. But under the old rules, they did everything by proper procedure, and we now have a recall. There's no question about that, and there's no question that the board twice said it must go forth. So that's water under the bridge. That's an already done conclusion.
At the meeting in Los Angeles that occurred. I recall making a mistake about the two petitions. And
see what you're saying.
So that's my amendment. Does it have a second?
Second.
Okay. So if you don't like the amendment, if you want to process it through the lawyer, as we suggested we should do, then vote against it.
Okay. Thanks, George.
Yeah. So, anyone want to speak to the amendment? Sean has spoken for it. Anybody want to speak against it?
Yeah, I'll speak against it.
Go ahead, Sherry.
I think that we're on real dangerous territory here. We're making this a political move that we're going to exclude from the protection of the protection of the individuals and the foundation just this particular election. When, in fact, the standard of behavior engaged in that is adverse to the interests of the foundation exists. Brian has already enumerated very specifically and clearly what the abuses of the election are that have been conducted to date. Now, if the board is voting to go back and hopes that the procedures it adopted tonight are procedures that will both protect the individuals in the foundation, and then we'll specifically exclude these two people, I think the decision is political, and it's a very bad decision and a dangerous one for the vulnerability of the foundation.
We're at time.
Okay. Does anyone want to extend time to talk about this? Okay. So we'll do the amendment first. So the amendment says that we will use these procedures to conduct existing recall elections, except that in the KPF case, we'll begin from paragraph 2, which is to say the GM certifies that there were enough signatures. So that's the amendment. A vote yes says you approve that amendment, a vote no says you don't. So, Richard, would you call the roll, please?
Okay. Jerry Gintelman?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
I need a ruling as to whether I need to recuse myself or not.
I think you're entitled to vote for Bonnie.
I will vote no.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Joe Gonzalez? Joe, can't hear you. Grace Darren?
Sorry, yes.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Can you hear? Yes?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Rico Ross?
Can I have the motion read again?
The amendment is that we would, in the KPFA election, the procedures would begin from paragraph 2, which is to say the certification by the GM, and would leave out the first paragraph, which would be to submit it to a lawyer and then bring it back to the PNB for decision as to whether or not to proceed.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Sandra Rollin?
I'm going to abstain.
Wendy Shrell, Susan Young?
By voting no, I'm saying I would, if I wanted to go
Ian
to...
Ian Bediako?
I'm sorry, was...
Sorry,
Ian Bediako?
I'm sorry, Susan, what was your vote?
My
no.
Vote...
Did you have a question? Was it a point of information?
I had a question. Yeah, if I vote no, if I think it needs to go to the attorney, would I be voting no?
That's yes. Correct.
No.
Nia Bediako? Nia?
No. No to the attorney, no.
Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Jamie Ross? Jim Brown? A.C. Bird? Lucette King?
Abstain.
Julie Ray Edwards?
Abstain.
David Beaton? David? Can't hear you.
Yes.
Fia Wangaza. 6-5-3.
6-4 or 6 opposed?
6-4, whatever that word is.
6-5-3
are the numbers.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the amendment passes. Is there any objection to the motion as amended?
Yes. Object.
Okay. Let's take a vote on the motion as amended.
Could you read it, please?
These procedures shall be used to conduct existing recall elections, except that in the case of the KPFA election, the procedures will begin with paragraph 2.
What?
Richard, would you call the roll?
Okay, main motion. Sherry Gindelman? Sherry?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner?
So if you do this, would this mean that you would get the lawyer thing in?
No.
It would be done without the lawyer in this case.
No.
Okay.
Joe Wanzala?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes. Point of information, what is the difference between this vote and the last vote we took?
Well, we amended the motion. We have to now approve the motion as amended.
Oh, right. Okay.
Or not.
Right.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
So what was his vote?
Joe's vote was yes. Is that correct, Joe? Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Yes, that's
Sean
correct.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Thank you, Joe. Sean O'Brien, yes?
Yes.
Leslie Radford, Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder? No, you're the chair. Sandra Rollin?
No.
Wendy Shrell? Susan Young?
No.
Nia Bediako?
Just a point of information, please, Richard. I had to go and do something. Are we dividing that this only pertains to KPFA, but not to WBAI?
No. As it stands, it's applied to both of them. It's just that an exception was made by the amendment that we would begin at Section 2 for KPFA. If you vote it down, it means we have no procedure for either one.
Right.
say, yeah, I got it. Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Kathy Davis, Jimmy Ross, Jim Brown, Casey Bird, Lisette King?
Abstain.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Bang.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Fia Wangaza? Okay, that's 6-6-2.
I vote yes. The amendment passes. The motion passes.
7-6-2.
Okay. We have one more piece to do, which had to do with future petitions. I don't suggest that we, and the reason I put the vote we just had first, because I don't see that there's any possibility of you doing this in the existing election. It's to try to provide some form for what the petition should have on them. And looking at the bylaws, the only two things that the bylaws really say about it is that everyone who signs the petition should be a member of the class of person who's being recalled. And the other is that we're going to use the petition as the basis for the recall. We've just established that procedure. So this seems to be the minimal that we require. You could amend it to put in other things, but it seems to me that the petition, I'll read it, what the motion is. Petitions for recall shall provide a space for a declaration from the signer that they are a member of the class of the person subject to recall, and the signature shall not be considered for quorum unless the box is checked. All petitions for a particular recall must contain the same statement of the conduct that is being alleged to be inimical to the interests of the foundation. So the second one is consistency. I don't know what we would do if we didn't require that. And the first one is essentially says, ask the person to self-identify as a member of the class. So that's my motion.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, what's the time on this, please?
15 minutes.
Thank you, sir.
Point of information?
Yeah. Good.
Does that not apply to the two current recalls?
It doesn't. I can't see how we can ask people to who've already gone out and gotten a petition where we really had no particular rules, put in some specific rules which would rule out what they've done. In fact, I understand, I haven't seen them, but I understand that some of the petitions at BAI actually have different statements on them. I propose that we leave that up to the election supervisors to how to handle that. It's impossible for us to to deal with petitions with different statements on them. So,
just a point of information, George.
Who's that?
This is Nia. Point of information, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean by different statement on the petition?
I'm told that
exactly.
That some of them refer to one person as being the general manager and others refer to the other person as being the general manager. If there's anything different about it, I don't know. That's what I've heard.
But in any case,
this doesn't apply to that. It's not my suggestion that we put this, that we make this retroactive, because it just seems unfair to the people who got the petitions to do that. So.
George.
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Andrea.
Yes.
I think we should decide what's basically unfair. I have a question about the class. Well,
yes.
Is there a definition of class in this?
Yeah, it's in the bylaws. So you're either a staff or you're a listener. That's the only two classes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
If you want to make it a retroactive, that's fine. Make an amendment to that effect. I didn't move it that way.
Well, since we have to go back and determine what the what class or where these people where they are, it was to know, you know. And if we're trying to go back to scratch, I'm holding you to that, George.
Well, okay.
George, can we
do you want to amend it to say that this will be retroactive, or how do you want to do it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Is there a second for that? Is there a second for Andrea's motion that this shall apply to existing?
Second.
Okay.
A point of information. I request you please reread the motion one more time. The
motion as it stands is a statement about the form that the petition has to have. Petitions for recall shall provide a space for a declaration from the signer that they are a member of the class of the person subject to recall, and the signature shall not be considered for quorum unless the box is checked. What that means is that if they don't certify that, we don't even consider that as a legitimate signature.
That's right.
All petitions for a particular recall must contain the same statement of the conduct that is being alleged to be inimical to the interests of the foundation. So whatever you say on one copy of the petition, you've got to say on the other copy of the petition. Now, Andrea's motion, which is actually what's on the floor, is that this will be this form shall be used this shall be applied to the existing recall petitions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm confused. This is where the confusion comes in, Mr. Chair. Does she mean not existing, but the recall elections that are already started when she makes this amendment?
Yes.
Yes.
As I understand it.
Yes.
Is that right? That's right.
We already have those signatures. Those people have already filled out a form. You mean we'd have to go back to them and say, do this again?
Well, I don't know if they're certified where we are, you know.
I presume what would happen is if we pass this, that the election supervisor would use this for accepting or not accepting signatures and petition copies.
Right.
No, but it's not answering the question that concerns me here, and that is, would the signatures that caused the current recalls to occur, would they still be valid, or would they be invalid because somebody didn't... Because somebody didn't check a box about being in the class of membership.
They would be invalid because they didn't check the box.
Wait, the signatures that were already gathered, that's how I put it, would be...
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, boy.
Andrea's amendment would apply to those signatures already gathered. That's correct.
No. I'm against it. Thank you.
Anybody want to speak to support of Andrea's amendment?
Could I offer a friendly amendment?
You can offer an amendment. We can accept it or not.
I amend that it takes that we set a time. I would like to add that this goes into effect after the present elections. No. This is my real amendment that I had in mind.
It would suffice to just vote against her amendment because.
Yeah,
because there's nothing saying that it should be used for the existing election.
But I wanted to make an amendment that this also, the ballot also be put in Spanish in California.
Okay.
I think.
Is there any? Is there a second for Rico's amendment?
Point of information. I think that's a given, isn't it?
Well, I know that on our last election that wasn't the case, and some Spanish-speaking people were very confused, and we had a big meeting and a big fight over whether we should accept certain ballots or not because of that confusion.
Well,
is there a second for Rico's amendment? Is there a second for Rico's amendment?
Georgia Point of Information.
Yes.
Have it in Spanish? The recall?
No, I'm going to say that English and Spanish as well. Like one side English, one side the other side Spanish.
That's correct.
I second that.
Okay.
I second that. Then I should be on the to speak.
Sure. But Rico, you have kind of motivated, but would you like to say some more first?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that this is we had a big fight at KPFK because a number of members with Spanish last name had filled them out incorrectly, and it seemed that they really didn't really understand what they were asking, what was being asked of. And it was something that was reoccurring with the names that were Spanish, and it wasn't that mistake wasn't happening with the English name. And that was a suggestion I made at that time, that in the future we need to, as we're doing right now, have a standard set, and that standard should also include a Spanish version.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is Grace. I'd like to speak to that.
Okay, Grace, go ahead.
I'm not sure if KPFA has any Spanish language programming. Does KPFA have Spanish language programming?
Well, this isn't just for KPFA.
Well, the point is this. This is absolutely appropriate for KPFK, where we have...
Grace, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Andrea, does KPFA have Spanish language broadcasting?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay. Do all the stations have Spanish language broadcasting?
KPFT does.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Okay, so then...
I don't know. Does PFW? Or BAI?
BAI does.
Mr. Chair?
Hold on. You mean for the election?
No, just Spanish language broadcasting during the week or at weekend.
Mr.
On
Chair?
And off, in between programs.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay.
We are making these changes for the present as well as the future. And with this country turning browner daily, I think this is using some foresight.
Can I speak to Rico's amendment?
Yeah, you may.
I totally agree with him in terms of looking at the demographics, but I assumed, or I took it because I'm from KPFK, as a given that everything, that there were being plans put together so that Spanish speakers could vote and know what they were voting for. Enrico, I want you to just be a little bit careful because I think you're conflating the problem with the waivers, which was just a non-standardized form, with our ballots, which they are making provisions, both with the Internet and the ballots and everything, and I don't know all the specifics, for Spanish speakers because we have so many Spanish-speaking shows and Spanish-speaking members. So just be careful and don't conflate the problems with the waivers with the election ballot and materials.
Yeah, point taken.
So as I understand it, Rico, this is for the petition itself, that it should be in both languages.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Is there anyone else wants to speak to Rico's amendment? Okay. Is there any objection to Rico's?
Wait,
is there somebody?
Please read it in the context.
Rico?
I don't have it. I'm trying to find where you guys are going.
Well, I'll read the first part. You can add on the second part.
Okay.
So, petitions for recall shall provide a... I don't need to do that. The point is that the petition... if you circulate a petition in California, it should be in both languages. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
But
that's clear enough.
Future recalls?
Yes.
Yes.
And I know that's an amendment, so like Bonnie said, we need it in context with the original motion.
Well, the original motion was just other restrictions on petitions. Petitions for recall shall provide a space for a declaration from the signer that they are a member of the class of the person subject to recall, and the signature shall not be considered for quorum unless the box is checked. All petitions for a particular recall must contain the same statement of the conduct that is being alleged to be inimical to the interests of the foundation. Now, Andrea made an amendment, which is not what we're discussing at the moment, that this would apply to the existing recalls, and Rico's amendment, which is what we're discussing at the moment, is that the petitions should be in both languages.
So can we separate these questions because they're critical?
You just have to vote on the amendment from Rico first.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but let's... Okay, very good. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
So, is there any objection to Rico's motion? Okay.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay, so the motion is amended that way. Now we're at Andrea's motion, which is to apply this to the existing recalls.
Can't be done.
This is Neil George.
This is Neil. I'd like to speak.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah, the thing is, when the petitions were done, there were no procedures in place. So they, you know, just according to the vague language in the bylaws, that's what was done. So I don't see how that could, we could now make it retroactive to WBAI, and there were no procedures.
Anyone want to speak for Andrea?
Sean of the Stack.
Good.
I'm afraid if we vote for Andrea's amendment, that we will be opening ourselves up to a surefire lawsuit by all those people that went out and got the signatures, followed the original bylaws, and who will state in their case, we changed the rules in the middle of the game and that the PMB does not follow its bylaws and it should be held accountable. So that's my problem with Andrea's motion. Thank you.
Does anyone want to speak for Andrea's motion? Okay. Let's go to a vote then on Andrea's amendment to the original motion, which is that this be applied to the existing. Is there any objection to Andrea's? Well, there clearly were two objections.
Yes.
So let's take a vote on that, Richard.
Okay. Jerry Gindelman. Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Bobby Simmons?
Abstain.
I didn't hear that, Bonnie.
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Ray Saron?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford, Rico Ross?
I'm going to pass now.
Excuse me. Senator Rawline?
I abstain.
Wendy Shrell, Susan Young?
Abstain.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Carolyn Burton? Carolyn? Can't hear you, Carolyn. Kathy Davis? Jamie Ross? Jim Brown? AC Bird? Lucette King?
Abstain.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Abstain.
David Beaton?
No.
Fia Wangaza? Rico, must pass.
Could you read the motion again, please?
The amendment in front of us is to apply the requirements for the petition to the existing recall elections at BAI and at KPFA.
Can I change my vote to a yes?
To apply to the existing, I say no.
Oh, I'd like to change my vote to yes.
Who's that?
Susan.
Wait, I've totally lost my mind.
Rico Ross?
No.
if somebody lost their mind?
Yeah. What did you just say? That we're still voting on as applying it to the current recalls, right?
That's correct.
Okay, good. I thought you said
okay, the
else.
The vote total was 4-6.
Richard, I'm sorry, can I abstain, please?
Who's that, Rico?
Yes, Rico.
Really, the vote has already started to be announced.
It's okay.
Okay. All right, Mr. Chair, it's your rule.
Yep.
4-5-4.
So the amendment fails. So that means that what we have in front of us is the original motion as amended by Rico that the petitions be both in Spanish and...
Point of order? I thought it was...
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Richard?
Richard, how many yeses were there?
I have 4 yeses, 5 noes, and 4 abstentions.
I think we're going to need a recount. People were changing their votes throughout the vote.
Richard, would you go to a recount?
Can we please hear the motion again clearly? Sorry.
It's quite simple. It's that the amendment is that the previous conditions for a petition that were in the stated before about that be applied retroactively to the the elections at the recall elections at KPFA and at BAI. So a vote yes means that we're going to apply the conditions, which were basically self-identification and consistency of the different recall recall petition sheets. We're going to apply that to the BAI and the KPFA election. So that's
point of information.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
How can that be
Rico,
applied?
What's the point of information?
Rico, point of information.
Rico has the floor. What is the point of information?
Did we discuss how this would affect the ongoing elections by trying to make it retroactive?
There was some discussion of that. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We have a vote that was already taken. I'm going to go down the list and read the vote. And if you disagree or want to change it, tell me. Sherry Gettleman, yes. Bonnie Simmons, abstain. Andrea Turner, yes. Joe Gonzalez, no. Grace Aaron, no. Sean O'Brien, no. Rico Ross, abstain. Sandra Rollin, abstain. Susan Young, yes. Nia Bediaka, no. Lizette King, yes.
I'll go no. No.
Had she not...
Billy Ray Edwards abstained. If it beaten, no. Okay, so that's 3-6-4.
Okay, the motion fails. The amendment fails. The motion before us now is the main motion as amended by Rico, which I'll read again. Petitions for recall shall provide a space, and this will be applied to all future recalls. Petitions for recall shall provide a space for a declaration from the signer that they are a member of the class of the person subject to recall, and the signature shall not be considered for quorum unless the box is checked. All petitions for a particular recall must contain the same statement of the conduct that is being alleged to be inimical to the interests of the foundations. Rico's amendment is the all petitions in California will be written in both Spanish and English. Is there any objection to the motion as amended?
I object. This is Sandra.
Okay. Would you call the roll?
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Does this mean that that this will not apply? The amendment we just defeated. It's not going to apply to San Francisco, correct?
Neither San Francisco nor BAI. We just decided that.
Thank you. I just want to be sure on that fact. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why is it specific only to California? Why not across the network?
That's how RICO made the motion.
Well, I would like to make a friendly amendment to his amendment that it be across the network.
Okay. Is there a second for that amendment?
Second.
Is there any objection to that amendment? Hearing none, the amendment passes. We're back to the question of the original motion. Is there any objection to the original motion as amended by RICO and then by Sandra? Hearing none, that motion passes, and we are finished with the Governance Committee report. Grace, it's back to you.
Okay. Thank you very much for all of your good work, and especially you, George.
Thank you.
Okay, it's our next meeting is going to be on September 13th, Sunday, September 13th.
Oh,
I want to let you all know before we adjourn.
When was that decided, Madam Chair?
Pardon me?
Last meeting.
At the last meeting.
Well.
Okay, I'm announcing it that there's going to be a the next. Okay. It was at least voted that there would be a first of all, it was announced. It was announced earlier this week. There was a notice.
There was a motion for a special closed session on the
13th. Does that mean that you set an open meeting while you were in executive session?
Yeah, and we reported it out.
Well, you can't set an open meeting while you're in the executive session.
You know, I'm the chair. I can notice a meeting. I can notice a meeting, and any three directors can decide to have a meeting. So, you know, there's no impropriety with setting a meeting with proper notice, a special meeting. There were many people on the call who agreed to that date. Anyway, it has been noticed already. The agenda has not been sent out, but it was noticed either on Monday or Tuesday. It's on the KPFTX calendar for an open and closed meeting on Sunday, September 13th. I would like to ask this body if necessary, we may need to have a longer meeting if we have budgets to look over and approve. So we may decide to start it at either 4 or 3, depending upon if I can figure out if we're going to have budgets to review. The reason for that is, this was discussed last Friday. The reason for that is trying to do all of the budgets at the in-person meeting, which would be after the beginning of the fiscal year, in October 9th, 10th, and 11th, would be difficult if we want to give a lot of attention to the candidates for the ED and CFO positions. We're going to try to work on budgets in teleconference. So I will see if there are going to be any budgets ready by the 13th. Hopefully there will be budgets coming out of the Finance Committee that will be ready for review on the 13th. And if so, depending upon how many items are on the closed and open session agenda, we will have a longer meeting. It's difficult but necessary.
Grace, this is me. Just a point of order. I agree that we have a lot of work to do. I'm not objecting to that, and I acknowledge that. But just so it doesn't appear like such a blatant violation of the bylaws to set an open session meeting in a public session.
You know what? There's plenty. There's ample time. This is an open meeting. There's ample time to vote on whether we will abide by that decision. And if you want to,
you have to say. Can you finish your statement?
Yeah.
It's 11:30 at night. I move to adjourn.
Okay. No. Wait a second. Let's take a vote on if there's an objection to holding the next
teleconference on the 13th if somebody wants to.
No, 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 Grace, that's inappropriate. That's totally out of order.
Well, we've done it already.
It's been agreed to, it has been noticed, and because people boycotted that meeting and now don't know about it, is not our fault. We had quorum, and we called this meeting. I wrote the motion myself, and it passed. It's in the minutes. I let the members go look at the minutes of the last meeting. It was done appropriately, and it should go forth.
I move to adjourn.
We're violating our bylaws.
I move to adjourn. Okay.
I second.
Just wanted to hear.
Okay. Listen.
Grace, as a point of order, no one gets to move to adjourn until you recognize.
Let's have a point of order here. It's the duty of the chair to uphold the to allow the minority to express their point of view. That's only fair. So if there's a concern about this, we can address it now, and if people want to move that meeting date, it's perfectly appropriate.
Thank you. Grace.
No, it's not. It's been properly noticed.
Okay, I'm going to make that as a ruling of the chair. If Bonnie or Nia, if you want to make a motion now to change the date of that meeting because you don't feel that that's appropriate for some reason, you have the floor to make that motion.
Madam Chair, my point was that it's inappropriate by the regulations that we follow to set the next open meeting, a closed meeting.
I understand
that, Bonnie, but in the bylaws, it's appropriate for any three directors to call a meeting. So seeing the will of the directors, I, as the chair, noticed the meeting earlier in the week. So I understand what you're saying, so I'm announcing it now. If you feel that it's inappropriate and you want to set a separate date or ratify it in this open meeting, that there will be an open meeting on September 13th. There will absolutely be a closed meeting on the 13th. That was decided in the closed session.
What day of the week is that, Grace?
That's a Sunday.
And we met on the Friday the last time? Before this?
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay. So that's in the rotation.
And I have to say, Grace, did I just finish?
In this open meeting, I'm announcing it that was the decision. So if there's any desire to change that date for the open meeting.
Thank you.
Pardon me, but we cannot change the 13th as the date for the next closed meeting.
Thank you.
It's already been decided in closed session. So
I actually was going to acknowledge that I like the way you handled the members who tried to just say shut down the meeting. I was going to acknowledge that in you. That's all I was going to say. And I moved that we meet on the 13th. So see, you're cutting me off, and I was going to give you a compliment.
I'm sorry, Nia. I didn't realize that you weren't done speaking.
And that was the only thing I was asking is to finish hearing what she had to say, Grace.
That's fine. I was wrong to cut her off.
Yes, that was all.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I send out the announcements for both the agendas for both the open and closed meetings as soon as I can. Okay? And then we'll have full notice of that, probably tomorrow.
Now, we decided to have an open meeting. Has that been decided?
Yes. We're going to go ahead with the open and closed meeting on the 13th. I'm just warning you that if we have budgets to review, we may have to start the meeting. We usually start at 5 on Sunday. We may actually have to start a little earlier
and
to give ourselves some extra time. Pardon me?
How long will we go?
You know, that will depend on how the budgets are coming along and whether we'll have any ready. The preference a long time ago was to start the meetings at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So if we have a longer meeting, and my phone is dying, so I would suggest I will email you if there's going to be if we'll have to make the meeting start earlier.
Anyway, is there a motion to adjourn? I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
No. Grace?
Yes.
Grace?
Yes.
Would I now move that we meet on the 13th at an earlier time? I mean, give the East Coasters some consideration and a break, please. I mean, we always get the short end of the stick by meeting so late, and especially if we're going to go later. So can we do it at 7 or something like that?
Sure. Sure.
Just for some mutual respect.
Is there a second for that?
I'll second it.
Okay, great. Is there any objection to that?
What?
Meeting at 4 instead of... meeting at 8 Eastern...
7. 7, great.
7, I'm sorry. 7 Eastern time, 4 Pacific time on the 13th.
If necessary?
Yeah, if necessary.
I mean, because if there's no budget, then...
Yeah, it'll probably be necessary anyway. So
no.
Anyway, hearing no objection to that, we will move on to adjournment. It's adjournment's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to adjourning this meeting? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Good night.